Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm George Faulkner.
And I'm Jennifer Clemente.
This week's question comes to us from Randy in Long Island. She writes, quite often, especially at work, I find myself wanting to unsend email. I know how to send the stuff. It's too easy, in fact. But how do I unsend it?
On the phone with us today from Cambridge, Massachusetts, is Alan Lepofsky from IBM's Lotus brand. Alan has been using Lotus Notes for over a decade now and runs a blog called Lotus Notes Hints and Tips. Alan, can you unsend an email?
Well, that's certainly a question I think we've all been faced with at one time or another. Technology-wise, there's a lot of things you actually have to think about. If you had asked this question a few years ago, it was pretty simple. You'd hit send, it would go from your email system to the receiver's email system. But nowadays, it's a lot more complicated. People have their email going to their mobile devices and their phones and PDAs, so retracting it isn't all that easy. So that said, there's a couple things you can do. The first of which I'd say is work offline. And when you hit send, those messages will be saved in your outgoing mail file. And then periodically, from time to time, either when you connect or when you're at a certain number of pending emails, then send them.
So Alan, I know in my early days of the corporate world, I would often send an email, maybe with a spelling mistake or some erroneous information. And what I would do is I would just send another email shortly after, saying very ungraciously, don't open that last email. And I would explain, this is the email I intended to send.
I receive emails all the time with like urgent uppercase capital subject lines. You know, please discard last email, read this one.
I'm thinking that, you know, as individuals become more and more connected through multiple devices, should I say maybe in my sign off, in my email address, you've just sent a note to a BlackBerry, a cell phone, my work computer. And I mean,
yeah, there's actually a great new sort of breed of technology where they're giving you actual presence awareness and place-based awareness. So we're starting to actually get to that stage where it's not just online or offline. It's how am I offline or online and where am I online or offline? There's websites like Places, for example, is a website that you can embed into your blogs that every time you log on, you can kind of let people know where you are at the time. So traveling salesmen and people so on and so forth that might be blogging from multiple locations can actually let their readers know pretty much every day where they are.
So, George, if I happen to send you one of these please disregard email messages, how tempted would you be to actually open up the email I had wished to unsend?
If you must know the truth, there's no way I'm not going to open that note.
So
that's the candy jar syndrome.
It is. Yeah, that is just the red flag saying George material.
Yeah, we all get so much email these days. If you don't draw attention to it, it's probably less likely that I'll open it anyway.
Yeah, there's a better chance that if you don't alert me, I'll just delete the first one you sent without even reading it. Alan Lepofsky, thank you so much for joining us today. Very helpful tips, and you know, we hope to talk to you again sometime.
You're welcome. Lots of topics we can discuss, so anytime you want, I'm here for you.
For a transcript of today's show, visit us on the web at ibm.com/shortcuts. There you'll find more information on this week's topic.
And again, if you've got a question for our experts, write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.